SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. The 2020 presidential election is now official with the congressional certification of the Electoral College's vote received by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar early this morning.
The report we make is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be the president and the vice president according to the ballots that have been given to us.
President Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on January 20th. Mr. Trump's social media director, Dan Scavino, tweeted, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition of power." Also at SRNews.com, after the House reconvened late Wednesday after being shut down for hours by unruly protesters, Republican Senator Ted Cruz defended his objection to the Electoral College results as the right thing to do. The Texas senator says Congress should have been willing to investigate just what happened during the election.
I would urge my colleagues don't take perhaps the easy path, but instead act together, astonish the viewers, and act in a bipartisan sense to say we will have a credible and fair tribunal, consider the claims, consider the facts, consider the evidence.
A small group of House lawmakers came close to physically fighting early Thursday morning as the congressional count of electoral votes stretched into the wee hours. President-elect Biden has selected a federal appeals court judge, Merrick Garland, as his attorney general. Garland was snubbed by Republicans in 2016 for a seat on the Supreme Court. California reported its second highest number of daily coronavirus deaths Wednesday, with 459 lives lost. That brings the death toll to 2,504 in the last week. This is SRN News.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Jacksonville police say they've got the guy who attacked an 8-year-old 6 years ago. Henry Williams was arrested yesterday. He was 14 years old in 2015 when he allegedly beat and sexually assaulted the girl. There's another chance coming up for those 65 and older to make an appointment for a coronavirus shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this afternoon at 5. In total, more than 66,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. Throughout the state, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 dead. You don't need insurance, and the shots are free of charge. He was hit by one car, which sent him right into the path of two others. Authorities report this happening yesterday on Blanding Boulevard in Middleburg. The man was apparently crossing the street. He died at the scene. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 70. This evening, early rain, then partly cloudy over midnight. We may get thunderstorms. Overnight, the low will be 51. Right now, 41 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Chaos erupts on Capitol Hill during the Electoral College certification. Early Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. And Democrats clinched the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoff.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good morning. Sit back. We got a lot to go over. What took place yesterday and expose some of the myths that are put out there that this is all done by Antifa, which we don't buy into. In fact, even some of the conservative groups out there don't buy into it. As the Capitol Hill was rocked yesterday with a bunch of paraphernalia, riots, protests, 4 people died, 53 plus people were arrested. We'll get into it right now. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on talk radio WBOB. Around 2:15, as the House and Senate debated yesterday about a move by some Republicans to overturn the election results, the proceedings grounded to a halt as security rushed VP Mike Pence out of the Senate chamber and the Capitol building was placed on lockdowns as senators and members of the House were locked inside their respective chambers. Reuters News has the latest.
Scores of supporters of President Trump stormed Capitol Hill in an attempt to force lawmakers to overturn his defeat in the November elections. Gas and ordered several government buildings to be closed as protesters marched through the halls of Congress. The chaotic scenes came after President Donald Trump addressed thousands of supporters near the White House. The unprecedented security breach forced both the House and the Senate to stop proceedings, temporarily suspending a last-ditch effort by pro-Trump Republicans to throw out the election loss.
And they were doing this right when they were counting the Electoral College votes. Fox News Chad Pergram.
They were individually debating the Arizona slate of electoral votes. So the mob upended American democracy today as they try to count the Electoral College. You have people taking over the House chamber, the Senate chamber, gunshots on Capitol Hill, an utter breakdown of the constitutional process.
Again, four people died yesterday, and they also found pipe bombs, especially two of them, at the Republican National Committee headquarters.
And what law enforcement officials are telling us that they found at the very least three devices around the Capitol area that appeared to be pipe bombs. There were these black pipes and had wires coming out of them.
Again, pipe bombs at the RNC, again, Fox News, Rich Edson.
The New York Times is reporting that there was a pipe bomb that was destroyed at the Republican headquarters. Now, the RNC is just right around the Capitol complex, close to the House office buildings where much of this was ongoing. RNC was evacuated. That device was destroyed.
And of course, many are blaming President Trump for unleashing a mob on Capitol Hill. As the president told followers by a video, hey, go home. We didn't get what we wanted, but be peaceful on your way home.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
Vice President, now President-elect Joe Biden said that this mob had needs to go home. Some are questioning where was he when the BLM protests were taking place.
I call on this mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward. I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
Host of the Daily Briefing, Dana Perino, goes, how come Capitol Police were not prepared for all of this?
I do not understand how they were not prepared for this protest. We've known about it for weeks.
I agree.
Other protests that they knew about, they were completely prepared for, with National Guard set up, ready to deal with. Remember the BLM protests? They were ready. How they were not ready for this is really, really unfortunate.
And, of course, it puts a black eye on Trump supporters and conservatives. Radio talk show host and Fox News contributor Buck Sexton says that the protests done by many of those on the Trump side, it just feeds into the narrative put out there by liberals about what conservatives are all about.
Also self-defeating. And for those out there, I know there are a lot of Trump supporters who are saying, well, you know, this is what happens when. Let me just say that this is going to be used to our detriment, to the movement's detriment. This is going to be used by all the people who for 4 years have been talking about Trump and Russia and the coup and using the 25th Amendment. They'll say, see, it got right up to the precipice. Now, I know we can also argue about how they're exaggerating or they're making it seem like a bigger deal. Why give them that opening? It was wrong, but it was also a blunder today, and we need to be clear about that.
And some are pointing out that there is a double standard among some of the protests. Mark Stein, columnist, says it was okay for one group to protest over the summertime, murder and pillage and other that took place after the events of George Floyd. But then again, it's all put down when conservatives do it.
And it's always interesting to me that people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve. And so I've listened to all this blather for whatever it is, 6 or 7 hours now, where people are saying, starting with the vice president down, oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. Right. So it's okay. It's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis. It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
As reported earlier this morning, the Electoral College did certify Joe Biden as the next president. But as Fox News' John Roberts reports, President Trump not happy with Vice President Pence for not objecting to the certification.
It was a massive crowd that descended on Washington to support President Trump in his campaign to overturn the results of the November election. The president making clear what he was expecting from the vice president who was presiding over the Electoral College certification. President Trump repeatedly insisting that Mike Pence had the authority to unilaterally accept or reject slates of electors that had been certified by states and sent to Congress. President Trump threw 4 years of unswerving loyalty from his vice president under the bus, tweeting, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution.
Well, we knew that was coming. This is what the president said yesterday about Pence.
Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now. I'm not hearing good stories.
Brett Hume, Fox News senior analyst, says with the post results of what Trump has been doing over the last couple of months and what took place yesterday, his chances of getting reelected will not happen.
If you were a Trump believer and you believe the extravagant claims he has made about how this election was stolen, you believe, therefore, that something truly horrible had happened that changes the face of our republic. It is utter nonsense, but he believed it. And he got them to believe it. There's a sea change now in the Republican Party as a result of this. Trump's post-election conduct, I think, has split him off from about half, maybe more than that, of his voting base, which is to say this. His voting base has two elements. One are the hardcore Trump supporters who will do whatever he wants, believe whatever he says, will never desert him, no matter what. The rest of them are everyday Republicans who sort of signed on to Trump because they liked what he was doing. They may not have liked what he said all the time. They may have been put off by his manner, by his vulgarity, and the rest of it, but they were with him, and they voted for him. I think those people now almost certainly have deserted him. If the election were held tonight, he'd lose by far more than he lost the last time, and I don't think they'll be around for any effort by Trump to be elected again 4 years from now.
I think he's dead on.
That very well said. Yeah, I do not believe that if the election were held today, we'd see it even where close where it was last November.
Yeah. By the way, to Dana Perino's question about why weren't Capitol Hill police prepared? Because let's be honest, for the most part, a lot of the protest, if you want to call them that, by the Trump crowd has been very peaceful
right
over the last few years. Here's the problem that some of the conservatives last night, as I was watching TV, it's almost like, and I understand, well, this has been boiling up. For 4 years, we were told we had an illegitimate president. I get that. I understand that. That's what the liberal left has said. Because if you agree that this all boiled up and you're kind of giving political fodder and coverage to those that broke the law yesterday, is no different than the liberal left, which we've got the clips coming up in a few moments, of Don Lemon and the rest of these saying, hey, it was all right for those of the BLM movement and for those in urban communities to uprise and protest after the death of George Floyd. We didn't give them any type of rite of passage to do what they did. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't do it what took place yesterday.
Exactly. And, you know, what happened yesterday when we were looking at the images on TV shocked not just those in America, but around the world. I mean, I was getting, you know, text messages from friends in other countries who were saying, what in the world is going on in America? And it disappointed even them because they look to America as being basically the hallmark for democracy.
Here's the question. 831-0600. Is Trump to be blamed? Is Trump to be blamed for what happened yesterday?
And be honest.
Yeah, that's fine. If you think he's not to be blamed, you think he's to be blamed, that's fine. We'll take all calls. How bad does this put a mark on conservatives out there? Yeah, yesterday I was already getting emails. Oh, this was Antifa. There might have been a few. I'll admit there might have been a few Antifa. But Andy Ngo, who is with, what is this? He's one of these investigative reporters out there. I guess he's with the Daily Caller. He says, no, I don't believe at this point it was Antifa. That's what he told the Washington Examiner. How many believe this was put up by Antifa types? Or how many believe this was done by pro-Trump protesters? I think it was done by pro-Trump, by pro-Trump, those out there. How many believe this was allowed and should have been allowed? How many believe this has been warranted? This has been feeding up. How many all believe into that? Four people died yesterday because of this.
I'm wondering whether or not the Republican Party is in a state of such disrepair, it's going to be hard to elect another Republican president.
I don't buy into that. How many of y'all blame President Trump for what happened yesterday? And the question is his actions over the last 2 months. And I guarantee it, I agree with Brett Hume, President Trump will not be reelected. And nor will he win a Republican primary if he runs in 3 to 4 years down the road. How many of y'all agree or disagree with that? Love to hear your views. 831-0600. And by the way, but let's be honest. As we call balls and strikes on this morning show, it certainly is a double standard by the media and others that will give a green light to Black Lives Matter protests that did murder people, but yet it was wrong, and it was wrong for what happened yesterday. But can the two be put in the same type of jar here? Protest and illegal protest and people dying are wrong, but the media allowed BLM protests without really slamming them. But, of course, they slammed the protest yesterday. Double standard yesterday. More coming up next, 616. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with a bit of construction on I-10 headed west, right at McDuff Avenue. It has the right lane block, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight showers early, then partly cloudy overnight, with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Big love.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Early Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. Democrats clinched the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoff. And Vice President Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Joe Biden's election victory.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, always enjoy hearing from you, no matter what side or position you take, but that's the reason why we're balanced on the morning show here. 904-831-0600. Let's go start off some calls. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan, good morning. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I have a theory that they're going, millions of immigrants are going to come over, and they're going to direct them to the states where they need them to win, the Democrats. And also, I see a lot of New Yorkers here in Florida, and on all their bumper stickers, it says Biden. And so I'm thinking, oh, great. They're moving here, too. Those are the ones that's coming out of subdivisions that's bought homes here, and I see Biden tags on them.
Right.
So what do you think?
Well, that's been happening for the last 30 years. Florida is still considered to be somewhat red.
Right. We're at the tipping point, and now with this influx of New Yorkers or people from Illinois, they're going to change the state.
That's possible. So. Now, go back to something you said. A group of immigrants are going to come here, and they're going to direct them in the states that they want them to go in? What do you mean by that?
The millions. Just like Obama did. He put the immigrants in Republican areas up in North Dakota, all those places, and they're gonna come in by the millions, and they're going to probably become citizens right off the bat, according to Kamala Harris. And so she said, we'll make them. As soon as they touch foot on the soil, they're citizens. So they'll just tell them, go to Florida, go to Tennessee, go to Texas, and then they've got it.
All right. I didn't know there was North Dakota and South Dakota are still red. Why has it taken so long? If Obama did it, he should have gotten it done ASAP.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
One of the big concerns that people have, though, is when people from other cultures come in, they don't speak the language, it's probably better to move them around the country just so they can assimilate into America.
Yeah, but how do you know where to move them? That's what I'm saying.
Create Hispanic.
How do you know where to move them?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
First time I've heard that theory.
Interesting. Dan, yeah. I was like, I'm not a conspiracy. I'm not saying you are. I appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. I never heard of that one before. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Good,
you guys,
man.
Doing good?
Yeah, just getting over my bronchitis, but I feel much better today. Thanks, man. How was your holidays?
The holidays were really good. And, it's Santa Claus. I am Santa Claus. So, everything.
All right. What do you think about what happened yesterday?
Let me ask you guys a question. I didn't really follow too much yesterday. I was busy doing something else. Maybe you guys could answer a couple questions for me.
Okay.
How many buildings were burned to the ground yesterday?
None.
How many police cars were torched yesterday?
None.
How many Joe Biden supporters were beaten because they had a Joe Biden hat on?
None that I could tell.
Okay, so you know the point I'm trying to make here. It's a double standard, okay? I'm not justifying what a few of the people did, but this was in no way anything like we saw over the summer. And yet, if you listen to the news media, you would think this was 20 times worse, only because the people that were doing it were Trump supporters. And whether or not you believe that the election was stolen, these people believe it. And you better start listening to them, because I've been saying for a long time, we're on the verge of a lot of violence in this country, and the left better start listening to what we have to say. So that's all I got to say. You guys take care.
All right. Well, here's you kind of make an interesting point. Yes, there is a double standard by the media. I will agree with that. But you had four deaths yesterday. You had 53 arrests. That in itself is bad enough.
I think it's a different thing, and I think a lot of people will say that it's not really a good apples-to-apples comparison to compare, you know, going after a Wendy's restaurant versus the United States Capitol while in session. I mean, that strikes at the core of coming close to becoming a coup.
Yeah, but I agree. Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
I mean,
that
obviously wasn't going to happen.
There was no coup. I would have said that.
But you know, you talk about people scaling the wall of the U.S. Capitol like Spider-Man and guns pointed with the arms. Standoff.
Yeah, but
police.
Remember when they burned down that historic church in D.C. Mm-hmm. They were ready to do the same thing, BLM, if it wasn't for the military police coming out there. So, yeah. But I mean, there is a double standard on the coverage. I would agree with that. But 625, always good calls. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic along the Dames Point Bridge. Man, Thomas, what's going on?
I just came across the Dames Point southbound. There is a nasty accident blocking the two right lanes on the foot of it. So there's only one lane open southbound.
Thanks, Thomas. Be aware and add about 7 or 8 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight showers early, then partly cloudy overnight with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs. To bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up next, as you know, John Ossoff now is predicted to be the other U.S. senator from the state of Georgia. Wait till you hear the clips coming up next. Of what seemed to, I don't know if I buy into this, but it's kind of an interesting take. Democrats on CNN says it was the Republicans attacking a black man who was a minister, and that backfired on the Republicans in the state of Georgia. Wait till you hear this clip coming up next. It's a classic. All coming up right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on January 20th after Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Mr. Trump's acknowledgement came after a day of chaos and destruction on Capitol Hill when his supporters stormed the Capitol, forced members into hiding, and halted the former congressional tally for more than 6 hours. Lawmakers are vowing an investigation into how police handled Wednesday's violent breach of the Capitol. Four people died. At least 52 people were arrested as of Wednesday night. President-elect Joe Biden has selected a federal appeals court judge, Merrick Garland, as his attorney general. California reported its second highest number of daily coronavirus deaths Wednesday, with 459 lives lost. The Dow starts today at another record high. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police have questioned some people, but are still trying to figure out why someone was killed at a Jacksonville business. Action News Jax reports that in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, a man was shot to death at a place on Edison Avenue. Anyone who thinks they might know something about this is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. There'll be no ferry service across the St. John's River for a while. Yesterday was the first day of what could be an 8-week-long closure caused by scheduled maintenance and upgrades. Senior citizens can try again today to get a slot for a COVID shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says that this afternoon at 5, they'll be accepting new appointments from those 65 and older online. A total of more than 66,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. Throughout the state, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 deaths. The shots are free of charge. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop-and-go traffic along the Dames Point Bridge. Man, Thomas, what's going on?
I just came across the Dames Point southbound. There is a nasty accident blocking the two right lanes on the foot of it. So there's only one lane open southbound.
Thanks, Thomas. Be aware and add about 7 or 8 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight showers early, then partly cloudy overnight with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats clinch the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoffs. Vice President Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Biden's victory. And state Republicans say they will prioritize legislation to shield businesses from COVID-19 liability lawsuits in the upcoming 2021 legislative session.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Also self-defeating. And for those out there, I know there are a lot of Trump supporters who are saying, well, you know, this is what happens when. Let me just say that this is going to be used to our detriment, to the movement's detriment. This is going to be used by all the people who for 4 years have been talking about Trump and Russia and the coup and using the 25th Amendment. They'll say, see, it got right up to the precipice. Now, I know we can also argue about how they're exaggerating or they're making it seem like a bigger deal. Why give them that opening? It was wrong, but it was also a blunder today, and we need to be clear about that.
That is radio talk show host Buck Sexton, 634, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. David Williams, my good friend from the Fox Business Network. You've seen him on many times. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance website, protectingtaxpayers.org. I want to get into some fiscal issues here in a moment, But what I saw yesterday, there is no excuse. I know some of my listeners, and I understand there is a major double standard by the media covering the protest. They give a green light and a pass to the Black Lives Matter. But this one yesterday, oh my word, it was totally horrible. It was treasonous. What I saw yesterday was not accepted even by my standards. I don't know by anybody's standards. But the bottom line is are they mixing apples and oranges here? Or is this just one size fits all? No protest from what we saw yesterday and from the Black Lives Matter of the summertime, David, is warranted.
So, I mean, what happened yesterday absolutely broke my heart, because this is probably the second worst day I've had in D.C. The first worst day was being 9/11, and it's unacceptable what happened. And listen, as a taxpayer group, I've had a lot of differences with members of Congress, with the administration, with previous administrations. This is not how you do it. This is how you get your message lost. And it's just shameful what happened yesterday. And this wasn't Antifa. These were Trump supporters.
That's
so
right.
Let's get that clear, that, you know, these were Trump supporters that came into D.C. And yeah, That's it.
Dude, you know, I got to put you on the spot. I don't call for invoking the 25th Amendment. Trump's going to be gone in a couple weeks. Do you blame his talk yesterday? The pre-speech. I know some people want to blame him for the protesting and, I guess you could say, riots that took place yesterday. Where do you stand?
I do blame him, and I'll tell you why, is that he's been doing this for 4 years. As he's been, you know, building this up for 4 years. It wasn't his speech yesterday. That was just the culmination of this. For the past 2 months, he has been denying that he lost the election. We could have been focusing on fiscal issues. We could have been focusing on, you know, what's going to happen in Georgia if the Democrats take over, what that means for spending, what that means for taxes. Yet he was going through all of this and just looking out for himself. He wasn't looking out for the country the last 2 months. He was looking out for himself. And I know some of your listeners aren't going to like for me to say that, but that's what the past 2 months have been, and that's what's been frustrating, is that we're not talking about the real issues.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on this one here. I'm looking at some of the emails coming in as well. A lot of people think that Trump is done with. There's no way he's going to have a chance in 2024. I totally agree. Let's talk about some fiscal issues. The Democrats took over in Georgia. John Ossoff now, of course, is predicted to beat David Perdue there. Here is Jerry Sieb from the Wall Street Journal, where they say even though that the Democrats technically have the power, he says that with a 50-50 Senate split, that it's going to be tough to try to bring out and repeal some of the Trump tax cuts. Listen to this clip.
This Democratic president and a democratically controlled Senate certainly means more stimulus spending, and that makes the markets happy because it's a short-term stimulus. Probably means better chances of a big infrastructure bill in the next year or so. Probably means more attempts by Democrats to roll back Trump tax cuts, but that is going to be difficult because with the Senate 50-50, centrists in both parties who aren't going to be wild about big tax increases.
I mean, these two that got elected are not, yeah, they're not moderates, they're liberals. What do you think happens to the economic policies for 2021?
So they may not be moderates, but there are moderates in the Democratic Party. Joe Manchin, West Virginia, you know, he is going to be a key vote when it comes to really anything that happens in the Senate. So 50-50, you know, doesn't automatically mean that the Democrats' agenda is going to get passed. And, you know, it's interesting to see what the House does and what kind of legislation passes in the House, whether it's the Green New Deal, whether it's repealing tax cuts. Listen, 50-50 in the Senate is still problematic for the Democrats. And, you know, we're not going to see it in automatic. And, you know, and Ed, we've been talking about this for months about infrastructure. You know, we've said that
right,
this is what's going to happen this year, is that there's a huge potential for an infrastructure bill, especially now because you have, you know, COVID. They want to put more money into the economy. I mean, listen, it's our money they're trying to put into the economy. But there's going to be more momentum for an infrastructure bill, and I think it's going to pass in 2021.
What do you think? You heard what Jerry Sieb said a few moments ago. There's going to be another stimulus. What do you think it's going to involve?
Well, first of all, the $2,000 checks. I mean, I think that's going to be a no-brainer because you had a handful of Republicans who are on board with that, and that's all you need to overcome the filibuster and the crazy Senate rules. So I think in short order we could see $2,000 checks coming out of Congress.
Yeah, I was looking at that. The big question is, will it be a direct $2,000, or you think it's going to be loaded up with a bunch of pork?
No, I think it's going to be a direct $2,000 because I think that the next president, you know, President Biden, is going to want to put his signature on those checks, just like Trump did with the first checks. You know, so I think this is, you know, it's not going to be a huge package, and there might be a few things for states and localities which, you know, we can talk about at length in, you know, further interviews. But, you know, the fact of the matter is I think $2,000 checks are really the first order of business.
David Williams is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. We're talking with him this morning. Listen to this clip. I always enjoy hysterical clips. CNN's political analyst Bakari Sellers. You ready for this? Listen to the reasons why that Raphael Warnock one in the state of Georgia. Roger, you're going to like this clip.
The reason that you had this turnout the way it was is that one of the strategies they employed was attacking the black church. Yeah. Like, you can't do that in the South. Raphael Warnock had to thread an incredible incredible needle because they tried to make him a radical Negro. That was the plan, and it didn't work.
Wow, they tried to make him radical Negro.
I thought we were going to repent for our whiteness. That's the reason why he won.
Were you surprised that Loeffler ran a horrible campaign? I was still surprised that Purdue lost.
Yeah, that was a shocker. I thought the Republicans were going to at least retain one of those seats. But, you know, as a president, you can't spend 2 months undermining the validity of, of an election and expect your people to come out and vote. I mean, he spent 2 months saying that the process is broken, especially in Georgia. He went after the Secretary of State. He went after the governor. So why are we surprised that there was low turnout and that the Democrats came out and won? I mean, this is, you know, not shocking anyone. Listen, I thought, you know, at least one Republican, but no one should be surprised at this point as to what's happened in Georgia.
Yeah.
May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families, peace across this land, and dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
You know, I'm almost tempted at the next event that I want to be the one that gives the prayer, and just out of a jest, I want to go amen and a woman, just see how the crowd responds.
Well, don't forget when you sing, you have to sing hymns and hers.
I didn't even think about that. That is a great... I mean, is this... How crazy is going to get over the next few weeks?
It's going to be insane. And, I mean, there's a lot of virtue signaling going on by the Democrats. And I hope that what yesterday taught us is we need to have discussions. We need to bring down the rhetoric. And we need to have discussions because we have a $27 trillion debt. The deficit last year was $4 trillion. We need to talk about this in a rational manner and bring down the rhetoric.
Here's what Fox senior political analyst Brett Hume said about the protesting that took place yesterday. He says that the post-election actions by that of President Trump, kiss him goodbye. He won't win in 2024. Listen to this clip.
If you were a Trump believer and you believe the extravagant claims he has made about how this election was stolen, you believe, therefore, that something truly horrible had happened that changes the face of our republic. It is utter nonsense, but he believed it, and he got them to believe it. That there's a sea change now in the Republican Party as a result of this. Trump's post-election conduct, I think, has split him off from about half, maybe more than that, of his voting base, which is to say this. His voting base has two elements. One are the hardcore Trump supporters who will do whatever he wants, believe whatever he says, will never desert him no matter what. The rest of them are everyday Republicans who sort of signed on to Trump because they liked what he was doing. They may not have liked what he said all the time. They may have been put off by his manner, by his vulgarity and the rest of it, but they were with him and they voted for him. I think those people now are almost certainly have deserted him. And if the election were held tonight, he'd lose by far more than he lost the last time. And I don't think they'll be around for any effort by Trump to be elected again 4 years from now.
I think he's got an interesting point there. There's no way Trump's going to be able to make a comeback from that.
what we have to watch for is not Trump, but for his acolytes. You know, someone like Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who has been by his side this whole time and, you know, walked by the protesters yesterday and gave them, you know, a thumbs up. I mean, these are the people that we have to watch for in 2024, because I agree. I think Trump has done what has happened. You know, he is out, but again, it's the people that are following him that are going to surface in 4 years to, you know, try to regain the populist nature of Trumpism.
Yeah, Roger thinks this is a, I would agree. I think it's more of a black eye against Trump. I don't think it's going to discern or disqualify a Republican president down the road. I think people are going to put some of this stuff to the side. We've seen worse, and having said that, but I don't think this is going to be a death kill for the Republicans even coming up in 2022.
Well, Ed, this is an opportunity for the Republicans to take a bold stand, is to reject this and to stand as a party and talk about being fiscally conservative, about, you know, smaller government. And maybe this is the rebirth of the Tea Party. You know, the Tea Party, when they came to Washington, D.C., nothing like this ever happened. So maybe this is an opportunity for Republicans to regain their voice and get rid of tariffs, lower taxes, lower spending, and, you know, this could be an opportunity for them.
Well, I you know, this also exposes the left, and I'll be the first one to admit this. I think this also exposes the left of the double standard where many of them gave the Black Lives Matter and the riots and the protests over the summertime a green light, but yet they condemned this. And again, we called balls and strikes yesterday. I was just like, this is not Antifa. This is Trump supporters out there doing this. But again, I think it did and should expose the media for what took place yesterday.
Yeah, it's been horrendous 8 months. And there, you know, both sides of this debate have been, you know, awful when it comes to violence and condemning violence. And it has to be done across the board, no matter political affiliation.
All right. David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Good to have you on this morning, brother.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, 646-904-831-0600. Many people are condemning President Trump. Is President Trump to be blamed for the protest and the riots that happened at Capitol Hill yesterday? Dana Perino said this yesterday, and see what many of you think right here. She says she was surprised that the Capitol Hill police weren't prepared.
I do not understand how they were not prepared for this protest. We've known about it for weeks.
I agree.
Other protests that they knew about, they were completely prepared for, with National Guard set up, ready to deal with
them.
Remember,
is it fair to say that maybe they weren't prepared because many of the protests haven't been violent from the Trump crowd?
Yeah, who was going to expect something like this to happen, though?
I didn't expect it yesterday.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
You could say, okay, you've known about this. I mean, that's a very vague this. I mean, what does this mean? Peaceful protesters, people showing up, or are you expecting people with guns to charge the barricades and break in and sit behind the Senate chambers? I mean, you aren't expecting anything like
all
that.
All right. What is your view what happened yesterday? Liberal left says that the 25th Amendment ought to be invoked. I don't go along with that. President Trump is Joe Biden is your next president. We told you this in November.
Team Reality.
Team Reality told you this in December. It was going to happen. Boy, I can't wait to listen to all the far-out podcasts who predicted this wasn't going to happen. But anyway, so again, Team Reality, we exposed the liberal myths out there, but also those even purported by and supported by those on some of the Area 51 type. What is your view of what happened yesterday? 831-0600. 904-831-0600. And some of you are emailing me this morning saying that you're giving out that this protest was ready to happen over the last 4 years. It was all boiling up. Then doesn't that give an excuse to all of the Black Lives Matter protests then? What is your view on this? Love to hear your view of what happened. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of our usual light traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight showers early, then partly cloudy overnight, with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees. A message from Sharon Mills, realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of all the difficult things we've already conquered. During this season of giving, let's give thanks that we remain standing in America where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills, realtor, wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6087.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzard delivers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Vice President Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Joe Biden's election victory. State Republicans say they will prioritize legislation to shield businesses from COVID-19 liability lawsuits in the upcoming 2020-21 legislative session. And chaos erupts at the Capitol Hill during the Electoral College certification.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, before I get to the calls, somebody shot me a text message, and it's kind of interesting. Hey, Ed, if yesterday was the result of pent-up aggression for 4 years, it's pretty sad. All they did is they literally got inside and sat down at desk. They didn't burn anything. No hostages, no burning it down. They could have caused serious damage if they were organized and had a plan.
But one change did take place. There were quite a few of the congressmen and senators who were going to oppose the certification changed their minds.
Yeah, Kelly Loeffler certainly changed her mind. I told you that was going to happen.
She wasn't the only one, though.
Yeah, she didn't object to it. So, they still broke the law. The protest that happened yesterday by breaking windows and things like that was not needed, and it was certainly wrong what happened. Let's go to Jackie on line one. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Hi, I'm one of Josh Hawley's acolytes, as your last guest commented. And I've got to tell you, as I've been listening to the news, talk show hosts and their commentators and their guests, it's been an echo chamber of the same talking points. Now, it may not seem that way to you, but I'll tell you, it's sounding like a spin zone. This isn't about Donald Trump. This is about the concerns that we've had about the election. None of these things have been addressed, and you probably are aware of this because it's been denied every step of the way. People want to be politically correct concerning the decisions they're making about voting. Well, my vote has been denied. Well, why? Is that's acceptable. Certain people's votes can be denied, and other people cannot have their votes denied, depending on what politically correct minority they fall into. There are plenty of minorities who don't fall into that protected minority. So I'm very disappointed to hear all the spin that goes on. I mean, we're talking you know, the Bush family, Jim Bohannon, Kilmeade, they're just jumping on the bandwagon. Hey, we got to get on that train, that's the winning train. And we're disappointed out here. The people who are most interesting to listen to now are mostly the callers, because they seem to bring up the things that are of concern to us. And if I had to, it's just a handful of people. And if I have to, wait another 4 years, it's not going to be whether it's Trump or whoever. We're talking about justice, and justice has been denied.
Well, then you've got, which we recommend on this radio show, which we have said this for the last 2 months, and I do appreciate the call, but you got to prove the justice. Well, they haven't heard it. Because listen, I can sit here and tell a judge, Your Honor, this individual owes me money. The judge could sit back and say, you may be right, but there's a way of having a proceeding. And right now, they haven't given just cause to have the proceeding. These have also been Trump-appointed judges that have done this. And the bottom line is that Trump lost the state of Georgia. He lost the state of... You can't pick and choose which states, because he won Florida and North Carolina.
And then you hear these claims that, okay, well, 16-year-olds, 20,000 of them were allowed to vote.
No claims to that.
The Republican Secretary of State said, no, that's a complete lie.
And you've got...
If you've got lies flying around here and there, who are you going to believe? The people who are the adults in the building or people who are making up stuff?
You've got 4 years to get these claims and to prove them in court.
Exactly.
You can't base it on feelings. 55 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295, headed south, right at I-10, we have some debris that's across all the lanes. Definitely be aware, and if you know what it is, or if you see anything else, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight showers early, then partly cloudy overnight, with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name. Not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
All right, we're going to take more of your calls coming up in just a few moments at the 7 o'clock hour at 831. 0600. Some of you are blaming President Trump this morning through some of the emails I'm getting for the protests that happened yesterday. I do believe there's a double standard by the media concerning the protests yesterday versus the Black Lives Matter protests over the summertime. But this was pro-Trump supporters. Do not say this is totally Antifa. Washington Times had journalists said, nope, sorry, we know Antifa. This was not Antifa yesterday. So we're going to be talking about this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.